This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
Who all share one brain cell.
Oh my God.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes.
Guys, happy new year.
Yeah, we're talking. Woo. We're not recording this
in the past,
the new year.
It is not
the past.
This episode's gonna be us talking about what we did this year,
and by this year we mean last year, because happy new year.
The years, what is a year, you know what I mean, philosophically?
Interesting. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Do people start years depending on
when their birthday is? How do you measure a year?
And how do you measure time?
Measure it in love.
Yeah, you could measure it in love.
You can measure it in daylight, in cups of coffee or something.
He also says you can measure it in inches. It's like,
no.
How? You sing?
You know what I mean?
525,600 minutes.
Wait, the last episode of Gayotic Season 2 is a musical episode.
Yeah.
That is music. The musical episode should be banned.
Who?
What did we do this year?
I can't tell you.
I don't remember.
That was. Hey.
Yeah, that was awesome, guys.
You guys.
Fuck. Another year.
Fuck another year.
Down the drain.
Another year down the fucking drain. Nothing to show for it.
Except for all this fame.
What is fame anyway?
Yeah, we could do this for an hour.
This goes hard. I know. We love certain things.
I know. It's really.
That's something that a lot of people have been saying about us, is that we love certain things.
Okay. What are you doing on your phone? Are you looking at the ear?
I'm trying to tell you
we're not going to use our phones. Get off your fucking device, dude.
Okay. So I'm not allowed to.
No. Stop looking
out
in the past.
Everyone who's listening, put down your device and think about what we've accomplished.
Put down your device and put in your headphones.
Calendar year.
And listen to this podcast. Subscribe, man. To this podcast. Anyways. Yeah, think of, what have you done?
I'm shook by the musical we wrote.
The musical? Dude, I can keep going.
Wait, no, let's really try and do it. So we're going to try and remember where we've gone this year and the shows that we've played and a rough idea of when we did it.
We start New Year's night. We're all together. And I say, I need to leave this party.
We left it early.
Yes.
We were together. I kissed you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I remember that kiss. Naomi always, whenever I kiss Naomi, I'm always just going in for like a homie kiss where I'm like,
I do a cute little kiss.
Naomi kisses me pretty soft in a way that every time I kiss Naomi,
it's not like a little pecker.
It's a little peck.
It's a peck, but it's a soft peck. And I think they put effort into this. And I think I didn't put any effort into
kiss
it, but
with
I think
care.
It's a nice kiss. Anyways,
kiss with care.
I kiss Naomi. It's New Year's night. I think, what am I going to say to my partner? when I'm in love with my best friend.
And that drama kind of
when this photo gets posted
throughout the year.
What will happen then?
I am in love.
And then
with them.
A week later,
that's fucking rocks.
The first non-binary love song. It's a smash hit on the charts.
I'm literally gonna puke. I can do the musical.
I know, we could do the musical episode. Yeah, we really could do it. We're all theater kids enough to be able to fucking pull one out.
Okay, I love to sing. 2023.
It's 2023, I think.
And you're going on the road again. And the first place you're going is
Australia.
G'day, mate.
I think when we're going down under. Have we hit a podcast before we left?
Yeah, we did. We stalked some because we were going to be in Australia for
what
so long.
What day did we start?
We went to an amazing beach called Bondi Beach.
Yeah, we did go.
Oh, yeah, we had a fun day.
That was amazing.
That was actually amazing.
Yeah.
We had a spiritual experience.
We had like a few euphoric days in Australia, mm-hmm. like before we started to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was awesome. We went a little bit early because of the time difference.
That was amazing. The day, that was one of my favorite beach days of my life.
But we recorded, what was the first one? Tegan and Sarah?
We were recording.
I think about when we recorded with them.
Soulmates.
That was fun. But
we also had grand plans of going on vacation with them.
Dude, we're not going to go on vacation with them. We can barely go on vacation by ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't stop working.
I don't want to say we're not going to.
No, no.
We could.
I'm sorry, guys. Tegan and Sarah. We're definitely listening to this.
We're definitely listening.
What I will say is that I think last year when we went to Australia, we weren't sure how much touring we were actually. We were like, remember when we were doing the second headline tour? We were kind of like, is this gonna like be a thing?
When did we decide to do that?
So we did we did some headline shows in Australia, and we did some shows with Lord.
God, honestly, really you know, dude, I shout out to Lord,
dude. She's the coolest. She's the best. She's here.
You saw the other night, right?
She's the fucking best, dude.
What was she doing there?
She's a huge fan of that podcast.
Oh, cute.
So she was like,
that's cute,
seeing it, and as was a, like, as oh, a buddy. Also, yeah, yeah. So I was like, she just, yeah, she loves How Long Gone.
Cute.
Ella is so sweet. She asked us. I think this is like one of the coolest things, honestly, anyone's ever asked us to do. Like, we've opened up for many people.
Yeah.
But she had us come out and sing one of our songs with her during her set.
So cool. She's the freaking.
And that is.
Yeah, she is.
That is so sweet, to be honest. Like, that is so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that moment of like rehearsal during sound check when we just had to do it like without the mics, like just so that we could kind of get the structure of how we were gonna sing it.
Yeah.
And like when she started singing,
she's
like,
great.
Damn, you really are Lord.
Yeah, it's the same. It's that.
It's like
that
Phoebe.
Thing. It's a Phoebe effect of like, oh, damn, you really are Phoebe.
You have the
when
voice
of
Lord.
Yeah. Has anyone ever told you that? So that was cool.
Yeah, we did that trip. We survived.
Yeah. So
okay,
we
came back February, March. I really can't remember what we did for your birthday.
You wrote me a card and Cal came over. And Cassidy got me a bunch of donuts.
So then was the next thing the headline tour?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
No, we did. You're way in the past.
I don't know, man.
No,
why am I leading this?
No,
you know?
We don't remember.
No one said that you were.
Well, somebody should be.
No, we're
having a conversation.
Honey,
we're on February. How
Let's
many
skip
months
ahead, baby.
No, we're doing.
Headline.
Let me tell you. No, stop.
May.
Stop. We did the one that got away musical.
Wait, what'd you say?
When they got away musical.
Yeah.
Oh, Freudian slip. And we had rehearsals for Coachella, but was that like, I feel like there was something in between.
Okay. I'm looking at Master Tour.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Somebody, no, but Master Tour doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Show past dates, baby. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We traveled to Sydney.
Wait.
We went to Sydney in March. We came back.
Oh. Yeah.
Then
Wait,
we
so
did...
why did we think we were in Australia in January?
Then we did the first Taylor Fly Day in March in Dallas, dude.
Yeah.
And then
April. I know, wait.
Was Coachella rehearsals, dude.
Yeah, wait. March, we were in Australia.
Yep, and then the end, we did the first Taylor show as a fly date in
Dallas.
I
knew it. That's why I said we decided not to play it. We were so stressed about playing One That Got Away because we were going to rehearse it during Australia.
Right.
And then we're like, we're not doing this, actually.
Then it was Coachella, which was early April.
Yeah.
And then
we
were
Coachella
gone
was
since
the beginning
then.
Of our headline tour.
Yeah. And then we finished.
That was really, I'm really proud of us for Coachella.
Looking at Coachella was
You
sick.
Guys, I will say, like,
Coachella
from the
tight,
One That Got Away music video, from being
this
sick,
crazy,
from
dude.
Prepping for rehearsals and feeling like we had, to, well, we MD shit and we figured all that stuff out, like, on our own for people
dude.
Who don't fucking know. I don't think I've ever...
Why don't you
ever...
say what MD means?
Musical director. We've
like,
talked about it before, I think.
A lot of people will pay to... They'll hire somebody
to like, arrange
to
the
arrange
band.
The shit. But we just collaborate with Gio and Sarab and, like, we just do everything and we plan the sets, like, on our own. So we were doing
we
that.
Have
we were
fucking Sarab on the pod.
I know. We need to get
I thought
king.
About having
say
him today.
Sorry.
The king.
Yeah,
I saw
king.
Him on
what intelligence?
Yeah, I saw him on intelligence.
Really?
On Fine Friends, which is really cute. I thought about going down and getting him.
LOL.
Yeah.
Wait. Fine. So for One That Got Away, we were doing the music video, the photo shoot, prepping for Coachella, having to MD it all. I slept better the night before Coachella than I had for like 3 weeks because of how stressed I was, trying to manage everything.
But how did you sleep the night before?
At Coachella?
Yeah, like, weren't you stressed about Coachella?
Yeah, but I'm saying I was so stressed and so busy, like, thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And working.
That was the gears turning. Crazy.
Yeah, that I slept better. I'm just saying that's how stressed I was. This was
the year that we learned how to work with any level of production in our shows.
Really. I think it also is the year of, like,
dude,
like, actually really growing up as a band in that way.
If and yeah. like, to be by honest, this year we mean last year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
But I mean, like, it has been. It's actually been. I think it's actually the year of learning how to have outfits
during shows.
I think it's the year of the boss.
Can I just say,
you know what I mean?
Scrolling through our calendar,
sick.
It's really crazy.
What that this year?
We've, like, the max amount of time.
It's really crazy.
It's really crazy. We've had, like, a maximum of 10 days off. Like, a maximum. Between, like, everything that we've done.
January and February, which we got.
No,
dude.
We weren't.
In February, we were in rehearsals.
Hey, guess what? Oh, you know what else we were doing?
February 2nd, we
making
did Stella McCartney.
One that got away.
Oh, yeah, we had to finish the song.
Okay,
the
fine. We didn't include fine. Coachella.
It doesn't include
rehearsals. No. I can do this. I can do this in the brain.
Okay.
Coachella.
Uh-huh.
Coachella to the headline tour.
And she lists every headline tour date.
So Coachella through the headline tour.
Yep.
Which and then after that, we did all, we had the month of fly dates, given that we were flying to a show we would get. So what the schedule was, and this, and everyone was like, this is going to be so much better. We're going to be home. This was the most exhausting
ever
because of going on
June
planes.
And July.
We were doing fly dates every month, going to
Taylor shows
and like whatever Stonewall, fucking festival and shit. And we were doing that every
MoMA
like we would spend like 3 days home, 4 days out, or 4 days home, 3 days out.
And then all the fly dates in July. And then
I really
then
don't
Europe.
Know how she does that.
I wonder if though, like, I would love this show. And I think about this even, like, with reality. This is the reality TV show that I want. I want two reality TV shows. Okay. I guess they're different. One is I want Taylor to actually take us through, like, what it takes during the week to prep for the show.
Yeah.
And, like, what happens before
Get
show
ready
and
with
after
me
show.
For 72
And then
hours.
The other reality TV show I want is I want, you know how that there was that show Unreal?
Yeah.
I want the real life version of Unreal, of like knowing what producers and stuff like do at the beginning. Because Kelly watched Selling Sunset this week
at the beginning of but for like The Bachelor.
Yeah,
for...
well, I want to know what I want.
I thought this was still
know
connected
what that
to Taylor
looks
Swift.
Like. I'm just saying that's another show I want.
Yeah, totally. Like so the European tour was hard. It was amazing. It was amazing.
No, but you guys,
but it was also hard because it was like
it's hard.
It was a lot of festivals, and I don't think we understood.
Well, it's you don't get a routine.
Yeah,
when you're doing a festival, like every day is different. When we're on tour, normally it's like, even though it's like every city is different, it's like my day kind of looks generally pretty similar. It's like the show's always at the same time. I'm able to go to the gym at the same time. When we were on this last tour, it was hard because it's like every day was completely different, and no matter what, even though we like having like unique experiences in life, not having that much of no routine is really, really hard.
Yeah. What was your
why did I say I lose my mind, or
what do you remember any times where you had fun on the UK or European tour?
Oh yeah, I had
when
a lot
we were
of
dancing
fun.
Outside of the bus,
I had a lot of I did actually Germany. Have a I did have a lot of fun hanging, because so during the UK and that tour, as you can hear from the tour sodes, I had a lot of fun because of no phone.
Those episodes were fun.
No,
the
when I had fun because I was really hanging out with everybody because I wasn't on my phone at all. I was hanging out with Frankie a lot. I was honestly hanging out with you a lot.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with everybody.
Oh, we had an amazing time playing with our feet.
That was the best.
Yeah.
And we can't talk about that more than what we talked about with Ivan and him breaking the banana.
Bing deck toe. Yeah.
Bing deck toe. You got to stream that episode.
Yeah, stream Bing deck toe.
Bing deck.
There were some really good shows on that run too. Like
I mean, it was
the London show with Boy Genius. That felt
that
like
was cool.
It was all
they
fun.
A lot of
just
calling
like
Gaychella.
That
was
I mean,
really
like
fun.
I think it's just like the thing of like, you know, just because it isn't awesome and we're so appreciative doesn't mean it's like not hard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think the thing that I came against like at the end of that tour into like honestly since that tour is like I don't know, I'm really bad at like now because also it's like we're not in full making the next record.
It's very in-betweeners.
Yeah, it's in between in terms of like as soon as I feel like I'm starting to get like some sort of routine with myself, like, we have to go on our next trip. And I feel like that's been, like, the cycle that I'm in for this whole year, where it's like, I don't really know what how to exist without some sort of routine. And then as soon as I get a little bit of routine, I have to deviate from it immediately.
Yeah. And, like, literally when you think about so many different mental health issues, like, one of the biggest things that people prescribe is, like, consistency in your schedule and your habits.
Also, Kent, I've been sick, what, 6 times this year?
You got sick on these tours so much more than
sick.
Anyone else.
I got sick
like.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I was sick after the UK, I was sick after the Greek.
I got sick so not often that it made me wonder, like, what is different then? Because I feel like I used to be the first man down.
I was getting sick a lot. I think I was really just fucking stressed
out, dude.
And tired.
Yeah.
You went through a lot of changes. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, that tour felt stressed. Long as hell. I liked having my long hair.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was also really high maintenance and itchy.
And then what did we do?
It was
after,
really hard to sleep for me on that tour.
Oh. Yeah, you know,
I was having a hard time.
I was having a hard time. You know why?
It's different to sleep on the second floor.
I was feeling stressed out about that for some reason. I just like was I was sleeping like 4 hours a night, maybe.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Well, that would make sense why you got a little sick then.
Yeah. What was after that? Though?
Then we did. I think the next thing was like All Things Going.
We had like 2
Garden.
Weeks off, I think. Right?
Yeah. And
we had that crazy week with MSG. All Things Go.
Oh, yeah.
MSG.
We had a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Too.
Rehearsal. And then the Greek rehearsals. And then the Greek.
We didn't talk really about the podcast. We should probably
that was just
talk...
what we did this year.
Yeah.
And in between that, we were doing podcasting, honestly.
Yeah. We did a little bit of podding when we were on European tour. But a lot of times it was like when we had a couple of days off. We would come in here and
pod.
Do you guys ever feel like you don't work hard enough?
Yeah.
Like, kind of feel like, it's like fucked up. It's like, sometimes I don't realize how much we're doing. And then I'm like, well, I got to get fucking to it. Or like.
It would be really amazing to like.
If you read my journal, that's what it says a lot of the time.
Dude.
Like, you're not doing
you guys,
anything.
I'm
like, here's everything I need
guys,
to really
we're,
get my ass in gear and do.
We're fucked.
We're fucked up.
Yeah,
we're
this ended up being a little bit of like a come to Jesus reflection.
The Jesus-a-thon, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I
do a lot.
Do a lot. Need to slow it down.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel like you're doing with like having 100,000 Instagram followers?
How are we
I
doing?
I think I'm doing great with having fluctuating between 99 and 100 most days due to people who unfollow me.
What do you mean? Like it goes down?
Yeah, it'll go down and come back up.
Wow,
so
it
really
dips.
Funny.
Okay,
that
so
happens
you're barely
to everybody.
I don't
like,
really give a fuck
what,
about Instagram anymore.
What's
which
the
is
difference?
Good.
I really was more going to say, like, how are you doing with, like, because I feel like
I will say
it has
I
changed
have a few
this
things.
Year. Like,
we've gotten
you
to
me to, we might need to cancel what
more.
We might need to cancel what I'm saying.
Okay.
I am sick and this actually doesn't you don't have to cancel this and I just
oh,
hope
I
that
think
no
I know
one
what you're going to say.
Dude, it's cuz okay, you know what it is? This past month I've been in LA, probably the most I've been in LA in a while.
Uh-huh.
I'm from LA. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I
okay.
have
no
been
need to brag.
Getting yeah, it actually is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're a loser. I looked right in her soul. Yeah,
dude, when I listened to the Geo episode, I was like, "You say loser to him so much," and I laugh at
dude,
it every time.
Dude, I was laughing.
Why
I
is
was
it so funny to call him
a loser?
Loser?
Dude, there's something
loser.
About being
if you're listening,
Geo. Yeah, Geo, you're a loser.
Because
literally, remember? Okay, this is on the UK. I got to go back to my other thought. But on the UK, I would say, "Let's wait for Geo to come into a room, and we all just point." I'm gonna go loser.
I didn't do that.
I did. I did. That's sick.
I didn't think you were gonna say this. You're tired of getting recognized.
Dude, I keep seeing people from high school who I don't fucking know.
People are generally speaking like incredibly respectful. Like
yeah,
the people
I
that
agree.
I've had interactions with are normally just like, hi, don't want to bother you.
Exactly.
I love you. I hope you, I like, all right, I'm such a fan and I like your music and like, thank you.
But also like to
and
quote
it's like,
Bowen
great,
Yang,
dude.
It's like, it's not like we're famous. We're like kind of gay famous.
Yeah, we're gay famous.
We're niche
famous.
We're
100%
niche
famous.
Which I think is a really,
it's
really,
awesome.
Really sweet.
It's also happens to me in honestly nice ways. The guy at Phil's Coffee was wearing
so nice.
A Muna Made Me Gay shirt.
That's what I'm
and
about.
He didn't say anything to me until.
After.
Till I was picking up my mobile
classy
order.
Bitch.
Yeah, he was classy. And he was like, have such a good day. And I saw his shirt and I was like. cool
amazing
shirt.
I love doing that. When you see someone and they see you and then you're like, nice fucking shirt. So cute.
Oh, wait. I meant to tell that story of I went to the
this is hilarious.
So concert on Halloween.
Yeah.
And I saw two girls that were dressed up in silk chiffon, like cheer outfits.
Cute.
And I went up to them and I was like, hey, I like your costumes. And they just looked at me and they were like, thanks.
That's the best.
I know, they had no idea.
The funniest thing in the world is, like, I think there are people who know.
I was like, oh.
There are people who, like, know. If you had asked them,
I guess
them,
you were Elvira.
Do you
that
know?
Night.
No, I think she was Katie. Meant to eat a slice of humble pie.
That's it. I don't even think so. You were being sweet. Oh my God. It's not like you were trying to flex on them or something.
No, like, I mean, Katie, I thought they were going to be excited, and they said,
Katie was
thanks.
Whipping her hair. She's like, I like
she
your
She said,
outfit.
Why are you here? You're 30 year old. Yeah, literally.
The funniest thing old. That happens.
Oh, they said, old.
They said, thanks, old broad.
Ma'am,
whose kid are you here to pick up?
Right.
I like when people when you tell people what you do, and then they're
I don't
like,
tell
oh,
anybody
that's cool.
what I do.
Sometimes I do, and if it's like I feel that I'm safe, and then I'll be like, they'll be like, oh, well, cool. What band are you in? And then I'll be like, and I say our band, and they're like, oh, I know Muna, and it's like
that's cute.
You just don't know any
Sharda.
Of our faces, but
that
you know
happens
our music.
Way
that's what I was gonna
less
like
often than someone being like. I've never heard of that band to me.
I'm not
that
telling anybody what
kind
we
of
do.
Frequently.
I know.
Where
yeah,
they're
you're
like,
saying
oh,
you're
I know what you're, I know who you, what, who that is.
I just like don't want people to like ask me. It's like, so how do you pay the bills? You
I'm not telling
I mean?
This to strangers. Let me be clear.
No, I mean, I'm not telling. I guess you're interacting with people more than I am in that way. Like you're meeting new people. I'm like only meeting people
on
at like the doctor's office.
What is something
I socialize with the doctors at the doctor's office?
Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and
absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro, like, getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was
going to
mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date and it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person and BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go.
Please
you're listening
get help.
Gaiotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With New Year's in mind, what is something that you are like proud of yourself for like cultivating last year. I feel like I feel impressed with myself with like looking at what our schedule was. Like I still like did have a sense of community at home, like everything that I went through with my neighbor Ed, yeah. Like I was still there. Yeah. So my neighbor got diagnosed with cancer in July of this past year. And like, I was able to show up for him whenever I could, like at home, and got a lot of time with him.
So helpful. Like you probably saved them, you know?
Definitely.
I mean, no, there were people who like really were on like the A string, but I definitely
don't compare. This is the thing. No.
But also he got so much out of, and also he was in the music video for One That Got Away. I think we've already talked about that.
Yeah, but okay, on the pod, but shut up. Say what you were going
to
say.
That's just the thing. Like, you don't have to be A-string everything for what you do to be, like, incredible.
And yeah. Good. And also, it is kind of funny to realize that, like, as I said, he's my queer elder. And, like, he thought what I did was so cool. And he thought I was so glamorous. And he loved it when I came over with like, it's like there were times that we would do photo shoots and I would come over, like, in my full face from the shoot. And, like, it really gave him so much life. And, like, made his day,
totally.
And made him feel cool to just even be like, it was just very sweet like that. And I feel like I've been able to like, you know, be connected to people at home still.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of fucking shows. Yeah. So I would say I'm proud of that. I want to maybe, I don't know what I want to do like less of. Right now I'm just obsessed with practicing fiddle.
That's great. That's
so there's
awesome.
More just stuff that you like, want to do more of.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
nothing
there's
like
more, yeah.
I want to do less of.
Yeah, so maybe really. Just like what do you want to cultivate in the coming year?
I feel like I haven't done anything I actually want to do. You know
okay,
mean?
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do, girl?
I want to get better at like maybe like classical and like flamenco guitar.
I love this for you.
I was doing it for a little bit of time and then I got like sick.
Do you have a nylon string?
Yeah, Taylor
you,
just
if you paid attention to stories.
Oh, I didn't realize that was nylon string.
I mean, I had one, but it was like shitty. But it's not like a flamenco, like
oh my
you know.
God.
But it's a nylon and it's nice, so I can't.
Guys, imagine Joe putting out a flamenco.
I definitely
guitar,
like don't think I would ever put out anything like that.
I know, but imagine.
Imagine the record that nobody listened to.
No, people would definitely listen to it.
You know what I mean?
It's a different landscape, honey. Mitski's doing jazzy chords.
Mitski's writing good songs.
Fair enough.
The chords work. I mean, it works for Mitski. Yeah, I don't know about less. I want to do less traveling.
Yeah, less airplanes.
I think less airplanes that Shut aren't up. For purely fun.
I hate flying.
Like, I just don't, like, dude. Like, I just want to be with, like... I just want to be home with my girlfriend and my dogs. Like, that's really what I fucking want.
Lesbian rights.
Dude, it's not even like lesbian rights. It's like,
it
I'm
is.
Gonna fucking die, man. I am. Like, I'm gonna die. My dog is gonna die. Like, my dogs are gonna die. My girlfriend, she's gonna die. My parents are gonna die.
Totally.
And like, I am busy working all the time. I don't want to be fucking doing this.
Yeah.
I won't, first she was laughing, now she's snickering.
You got really serious.
This is me all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I just am viscerally affected by the shortness of my existence, and I don't want to be, like, I just don't want to be doing shit that, like, ultimately doesn't matter to me.
So true, bestie.
Yeah, thanks, bestie.
What about what you're proud of?
I'm proud of, you know, the 100,000 Instagram followers.
I'm proud of every one of my followers.
I'm proud of...
You skyrocketed.
Yeah, I'm proud of being a slut with my friends. I'm proud of, like, we put on a lot of good shows. I think mm-hmm.
we're
actually at the... Honestly, I feel like we're at the... Not the peak, but the peak of this album cycle. We've gotten so good mm-hmm. at shows. Like...
The Greek was fucking crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, like
how we sounded. We are
so good. That's the only thing that's honestly sad. And I said this earlier. Like, it's the only thing that's sad is like that we're gonna stop playing shows and stop playing this set.
Yeah.
When this set is so motherfucking tight.
Yeah.
And like we did such a good job MDing it that I'm really proud of, like, I'm really proud of the live show.
I really hope we don't lose sight of that.
I was going to say, sets the bar high for whatever we do
the
next.
The next record.
Oh, we're not going to. I mean,
we're just
going
to be better. Like, it just.
Baby's got
to make the live show better.
That's what
I mean. Yeah, we're just going to. I mean, like, dude, we work hard. I mean, it's scary. We'll see. We'll see what the next year podcast talks about being like afraid, naked and afraid.
Naked and afraid.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Proud of smanging the guitar.
Smanging?
Naomi.
What was the question again? Sorry.
It was like, what are you proud of yourself for, like, cultivating the last year? And then what do you want to
do?
Yeah.
I have a better idea of what I want to do.
Okay, you can start
there. I would like to have a hobby in my life that,
you can't commodify.
That is not commodifiable and has nothing to do with, like, oh, this is my hobby, but it's also giving me a better body. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or like something like that. Like
hobby
that's
body.
Not a hobby.
Yeah,
like
no.
That is some you can enjoy it, but that's not a fucking hobby.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like or I wanna like do something that's just like personal and like
that's
whittle, nice.
Whittling puppets.
I don't want to whittle puppets at all.
Do you have a sense of what you do want to do?
You can't take that away from me.
You still didn't want it.
You can't why don't you get in you can get into this sourdough, you can get into
I had the idea of getting into, like, I had two ideas.
Okay.
I had the idea of getting into...
another career.
A full different career. No. I had the idea... Well, you know, a few things. There's a few things that I... There's things that I really like. Like, I really like when I feel like I'm, like, learning something that has nothing to do with that, like, my life or anything.
Yeah. 100%.
Just, like, some kind of enriching intellectual experience. Like, I'd like to cultivate that a little more.
Yeah, I'd love to learn how to not be an idiot.
In general, that's, like,
anti-idiot
disease.
Didn't we say we wanted to take a class together?
I would love to do
that definitely
for, like,
that.
A couple months. Maybe next year, like, some once a week.
Will they do it? Listen, next season.
Let's see. I'd like to maybe do something that, like, makes me feel connected to... like the earth. I think it would be cool to like do something to do with like with mycology, like something to do with mushrooms. I think that would be really fun.
If you do that.
I've done some research, but I don't know. LA is kind of complicated.
Well, there's a mycological society.
Yeah. I've looked into this.
If you get
so
into that
niche,
I would love to see if you can like do something in my backyard.
I think that would be really
the soil remediation.
I'd be curious. Well, I also there's something.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like that's like the most effective way to
you are obsessed with using the soil that is there. You're obsessed.
Yeah, because it would just. I mean, it's like it's just feels metaphorical. It's like I don't just want to dump something on top of the rotten foundation. I want to fix
the
rotten
foundation.
That's
America.
The issue is where your house is.
Yeah, but we'll get into it another time. Anyway, I support you getting into mushrooms.
Answer.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun. I also was considering taking like a furniture making class.
That would be sick.
Or something like that.
Because
it's like that's something
to
I don't
woodwork.
Know anything about. Yeah. And I also think that it would be hard for me because it's not like, okay, this sounds like a brag, but it's not. It's like
you're good at artistic things.
I'm good. I'm like kind of just there are ways that I can like bullshit my way into being like good at stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like
100.
Certain things. Like
100.
If I took like a painting class, it's like it's not gonna be that fucking hard. And I can still ultimately like slack off and I think it would be something interesting to do something that's like it has a little bit to do with something that I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I can even kind of bullshit my way into like repairs and like building stuff and like, you know, go on YouTube and figure out how to fix things or like do some kind of bullshit way of fixing stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like with furniture it kind of just has to like you just have to do it or it's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah,
if you did it bad.
Do you want to do like fine art furniture?
No, I kind of want to do like Donald Judd type shit.
I don't know who that is.
I'm gonna
is.
Show you a picture.
Hell yeah.
Okay. It's very simple. Okay. You know, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like very kind of simple shit.
You should intern at Nick Offerman's place.
LOL.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. That would be
maybe
so cute.
They will. And I will say this because I have the same disease. The three of us need a new hobby called I can't be good at this. And I
yes,
can't be
totally.
Told that I'm good at this. What's a completely neutral thing? Nothing.
And it can't be my fiddle.
No,
because no, I'm gonna play the fiddle. That's useful.
No,
you kind of do it with like gardening and stuff, but you
I've turned away.
No, I but I mean, like, more. But I think it's
I might get into it.
Yeah, I want to get. I want to get my garden going.
I support you.
I really want to get my garden going. But it's like going. how to. This is like, but I think I feel this. I don't know if you guys feel this way, and I do this where it's like where I sometimes I want to do something you for the act of.
Yeah.
Not for
being
result.
Excellent yeah, yeah. at it.
No, and results. I think the three of us are all like overachievers.
It's also like the thing with
that way.
It's like the thing with cooking. It's like if you have an aptitude for something, there is going to be a part of you that's like, I'm going to be the most excellent at
yes.
this.
What do you guys think about the idea of like, because I still have the haystacks from the Halloween party, and it's kind of a nice like nice little bonfire vibe for a while, but my idea was like to have like an open mic like bonfire type of thing, but the catch is that like we invite our friends who are artists, but you can't like perform anything that's in the medium that you actually do.
So I would have to like read a poem.
Yeah. Or Josette would have to do like stand-up comedy, like you have to like, and it's just like an intentionally amateur. I'm sorry to say that you're not.
You don't think I'm funny?
No, I'm saying you could be, but
yeah,
but you have to. It's an open mic. You have to do something that.
I mean, that's cool.
I worry about my. So I have this experience.
Secondhand embarrassment.
I had this experience the other day where I was seeing something that I found to be so embarrassing.
My eyes
started watering. Like it wasn't that I was crying. It's something I'll send you after this. My eyes. I literally got chills. I got physical chills, and my eyes started watering and welling up, not with tears, but like,
yeah,
I was so embarrassed that I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Like, so it's hard for me, the cringe aspects.
I wish we could, like learn
the true
to
cringe
sail,
is hard.
But the thing is that there's a lot of activities that's like, if you're bad at it, you could die.
It's like, you know, maybe it would be, this is like when it would be fun to have, this is, sounds crazy and I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I just had the thought because I was looking
motorcycle.
At like a curtain. No, even crazier.
Sewing?
I was thinking like, this is why it would be fun to have kids.
Though.
So if your kids are in like the school play, mm-hmm. you can volunteer and like build sets. Mm-hmm. How fun is that?
That's cute. I would love to build a set
for the kids play. Isn't that so fun?
We do have labor that we have to do. It's just like
I know.
We've had a year that like only that people can only like dream of having like in certain ways.
True. It's true.
Career
wise, can you guys believe that we're like, actually successful?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like where we are now versus where we were when the year started, and just how much things have changed, and like the things we were able to do, fucking playing on the fucking biggest tour of all history, and like we were on that. Like that's
LOL.
Fucking crazy. Like there, we sold out two nights at the Greek.
That's
crazy. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like what we were able to do was really wild. It is that thing where you're like, I hope people show up. And then you go out and you're at All Things Go or whatever, which to us felt like, we don't know what this festival is going to be like. And then there's like fucking what looks like 10,000 fucking people.
That was such a fun
all
show.
All the way back. And like,
that was a good show.
That is just, you know, that's really wild. And I'm a very career oriented person. So it's hard for me for that to not be like the thing I'm really proud of. Like,
yeah, you really are.
I mean, like, to be honest, we've just. Like,
I care about that stuff. Like,
you know, we've always also, it's like been.
We've been busting our balls.
We've been busting.
I just need to do a better job of like phrasing things like you just did, because it's like I'm just so, and it's annoying. And
what do you mean?
The self-flagellating kind of aspect.
Well,
or?
I just like am so much more likely to like phrase things in terms of like what we haven't done yet, and like what.
I mean, I think it's just hard because it's like, well, it's also like the narrative of the self. And also it's just like how our culture like is, and it's like how the internet is, and it's like we're in a comparison, you know, job.
It wouldn't
like,
really work if you like actually felt like whatever you had was enough.
I don't know.
You wouldn't need to get back to work.
Yeah
capitalism would if you
I mean
yeah.
Yeah, I guess capital yeah, you wouldn't.
I
but
do
it
think
it makes a difference to like pay attention to like be more mindful about like all the
big picture
big experiences that we've had that
oh yeah
so
I mean
special
it is just like
you know, we're able to actually do this in a real way, and it sets us up for the possibility of being able to do it even bigger next time, which is like, that's the level that like is what would have been incomprehensible to
dude,
do.
Dude, I cannot and it's just believe not that we're actually incomprehensible successful. Anymore. No. And
that
to be
we
honest,
get to make
I'm,
another album.
Dude, I really
I actually
hope...
am super stoked to yeah, like, write
I, and
more
honestly,
music.
This sounds...
I'm excited too.
It's crazy that I do want to, I want us to become, I want to be putting on bigger, better
yeah,
shows.
100%.
Yeah. Like I mean, doing the Greek was just like a little nibble of what it could be like to have like production.
I
like
was talking,
real production.
I was yeah. talking to Ella the other night and we're talking about the Greek and stuff and she was just like, that's so cool. And then I was like, yeah, we had video walls for the first time. And she was like, oh yeah, the like end of cycle video wall thing of like when you finish something and then because of how you've busted your balls, you're
finally
able to do up the production and then you end it. And then it's like you pick it up where you left it off, hopefully,
yeah.
next time.
Yeah.
And
that's
that,
my fear.
That's really
I know.
Fucking cool.
If that isn't the fear, I don't know what is.
I mean, this is where I, this is like just where I kind of get off anyway of just being like, it'll be fun to think about like the rollout for whatever's next
uh-huh.
and like the fun things
that's
that you can
the,
do.
You
and
know
like
the crazy thing.
So fun to think about like what, oh, we could put up like a sneaky.
How is it
going to
be
fucking love
something.
A gimmick?
Like,
you know what's crazy?
So fun.
I'm also thinking it's like, do you guys ever like think so about, fun. It's like, how are we going to be different?
I know.
You know what I mean? Than we are now, which I guess it's like, how do you know? How do we know any of what was going to happen? And the thing is, we've changed almost so much from the start of this album cycle.
We have. Oh, and that's,
like in
what,
every,
that's what's crazy.
In every way. It's just kind of crazy at the
this
end of it.
This is a transitional
like,
album.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Yeah. It's just going to be interesting to see, like, what it's... I mean, like, yeah, we're kind of, like, going in, off into the unknown.
It's just, like,
you know?
We've... When we think about doing, like, the photo shoot yeah. for that, where this album started and where we thought... we were and what we've done and then now where we are, which is even different from when where we started, like
100
we
were dude
and that moving yeah the whole shot and then moving into whatever we do next will be partially where we're at now
yeah
and then partially wherever we're at when that's done. I mean it's just
and I
cool.
do just want
to
say like un-
to grow as an artist is
fucking
cool.
The cool thing about doing this podcast has been feeling like from what I've like seen on in the internet and heard from our fans, like
internet.
It's nice to feel like y'all get to hear a little bit more of like what is going on in our inner worlds, like when we are navigating all of this stuff. And it's just really nice
that's
to have been
the
met with
part.
So much like
yeah.
understanding. And I yeah. felt like we've been able to like humanize.
Yeah.
We've been able to be human.
I mean, our fans are also just like, the Beat best
us. Yeah
yeah I mean that really helps. It's just gonna be yeah. funny
and we'll
it's
miss
like,
seeing everybody.
We're gonna be doing the next record while we're doing the podcast. It is
That'll
gonna
be
just an interesting
yeah.
experience
and we'll have to navigate that. Actually was happening during season one. We were making the self-titled and we like
it just wasn't the same though like to this
no
extent.
Not at all but
no.
but well we had to navigate like what we were gonna talk about.
I think I don't care
yeah,
we'll talk about
enough.
Whatever because it doesn't matter because it's like it's not going to be the song.
I had...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah totally. I had a...
This is how we tease the songs. We do a little bit.
Well, it was the beginning.
Or
we
we'll
all
just talk about
what,
like,
what like.
We're working on and then people can be like, when the album comes out, we can, they can wonder what we're which one we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun little
yeah, it should be called
trivia.
Nameless, the series.
It's really fun.
We just won't name anything.
I had a...
And then everyone's going to have the guess.
Like, I had a fun... the other day, I had a fun idea for a billboard that was like... I mean, it's shit
tell
like,
us after.
Shit like that's just out. Fun to think about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
it's just
yeah.
like, that is
I have
cool.
to tell you about the gimmicks that were at the John Waters exhibit, too. That was my favorite part.
Oh,
but yeah,
I mean,
let's rate
God.
A review. All
right.
Sad.
This is a 5-star review from Puppy Melon
Whoa.
Called Lesbian Date Pregame.
Okay.
Whoa.
Longtime listener, first time reviewer, because
yep.
how the heck does Apple Podcasts work?
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
I listened to an episode of this podcast on my way to what I thought was a 10-hour first date planned by
10
a girl.
10-hour?
No, what she thought.
Okay.
Yeah, what thought. I thought was a 10-hour first date planned by a girl who slid into my DMs. It was just the chaotic energy I needed to convince myself that it was okay to meet up with a stranger from online.
Uh-oh. Cool. Be safe.
Anywho, with the
Be
gender...
Cool.
With the gender and queer discourse ripe in my brain, I was ready to impress. Turns out she slid into my DMs platonically. So
oh,
no girlfriend
what?
For me, just a new girl space friend. I was a little disappointed, but one thing that never disappoints is this podcast.
Oh,
keep it
thank
up.
Thank you.
Dude,
oh,
dude, I gotta
that's
be
very
honest.
Sweet.
It is like crazy.
So confusing.
Well, yeah, dude, people like
It's complicated.
People
dude.
Also so like will slide into my DMs. I'm like, everyone knows I
have a GF.
I have a partner. I'm like, well, but what that's do a you different want?
Thing. Also, I think that's a different thing.
I'm like, what do you?
I'm confused.
Want?
I have follow up questions because I'm like, is this person 10 hours openly queer on their social media?
What was the message?
Because it's like, if a straight girl is asking an openly queer girl to like, maybe hang it's out one on one,
she gay.
She's having gay thoughts about you. I would say.
Dude, the thing that's interesting. It's also it's like, okay, let's say I slid into Naomi's DMs. I don't know Naomi. Yeah. I would think they were probably just hanging out, like as dudes. If I slid into your DMs,
what would you think?
Totally different. I would think we're gonna fork in the pork.
We're gonna fork in the porking lord.
But you know what I'm saying? But you guys are both gay. No, but I do think that is a little bit.
My
part
mom
of
asked
it,
me about
which
that
is like
last
the presumption.
Yeah.
I do think this sounds fucked, and I don't think that we're above this. Where it's like, I do think there is a binary in our thinking about even how gay relationships
work. It's like
work.
A mask and a femme
dynamic.
That is the majority, that's but it's real. Not.
I don't.
How
I do
it
agree.
Works.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're sliding into DMs, though, I would maybe think that has to be part of it because that's all visual.
Also,
there's nothing about that that's actually real at all. So how the fuck? Would I
also,
know
Also, how
any
do
of
you
it?
Know that she wasn't
these
hoping it would
also,
be a date?
Yeah,
and then, because that's the other thing that's
also,
so
how
hard.
Do you
gotta get her on the pod?
Yeah, dude, also dude, how clearly, do you know that it wasn't a date?
This
still?
Interaction to me is clearly very young. Like, this is a
babies.
Young, yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, so they're trying things out and seeing what sticks, and they're not necessarily used to, like, this is my full assumption. It's like, when you're in these type of experiences, you are not used to clear communication.
Yeah.
Of like,
right.
Hey,
what's the
but
vibe?
I do, but
I'd
I
like
do.
To go out. You know what I
but
mean?
But I don't, like, dude, I think everybody, other than a few mature people, are having, like, I think so much of the discourse is in between the lines rather than being
which
up
is,
front.
You know,
you
trying
know
to
sexier?
Gauge whether or not people are gay. That's
you know,
a real
you know
thing.
What
I've
is
done
sexier,
that.
Though?
I don't know.
Being up front.
Yeah, when
ask
you're
her
like,
out,
I like
man.
You.
If you think that this was supposed to be a date, why don't
like
you make
you
it a date?
Cute.
And if not, then fuck it. You don't need any more friends, bro. Put yourself out there. And if you do need friends, maybe say, maybe we can still be friends if you don't agree with this.
Rock on.
But you should be a big baller. Ask her out, right? Why not?
Yeah, I think. Sorry, puppy princess.
Yeah. sorry, puppy.
Yeah.
Was it like cantaloupe?
Five star review.
Puppy melon. Cantaloupe.
Thank you
about
for
Ruby.
An amazing second season of Gayotic, and we'll see you on the next one. Love you, Josette. Love you, Naomi. And I love you, Katie.
Well,
and
she looked right
Anya,
at me.
And I love you, Allie.
Let's hear it.
What if I just started singing?
I'll do it with you.
I liked the singing that we did. Did we do singing at the beginning of this one? That fucking ruled.
Was it?
Yeah.
We started off with some of the most amazing energy ever captured on air, which is that we wrote a flawless beginning to a song.
Dude, I could.
And I encourage everyone I actually encourage people to rip the audio from that and play piano
well,
under it.
I have an idea.
If you can.
And then create some drawings. Or claymation. Create some claymation.
We're back
God
to it.
Damn, dude. I mean, the claymation count, if this was ever fully a video thing, we'd need to do like the amount of times that Joe has mentioned claymation.
Dude,
on the episode,
I hearken back because I think I talked about it with Gio too.
Dude, I know. And I love claymation. And
dude,
we all
I know.
Love claymation.
You
next
acting,
season.
You're acting like
I
you're
like
not
claymation.
As much of a fan as
I
am. I
know. I just don't bring it up as often.
I'm bringing it
and
up.
And I do love it.
Because I know you love it like I love it, man.
We love claymation. I love you guys. I love claymation. And I love myself. My name is Naomi, and this has been hopefully the end of an episode that we'll have some musical accompaniment
dude
made by fans. I'm really hopeful about that.
Really
happy new year, everyone.
She doesn't pay attention to me. She's
me?
On her
cellularly
phone. Dude, get off your phone. I'm
She's
saying I love
looking
at
the photos
get
from...
off your fucking phone. Look me in the face. I love you.
Love you too.
Get off your fucking phone. I'm not done. Hey, you guy, little guy, I love you. 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 I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love all you guys, man. Guys, don't cancel me. I'm sorry for everything I said.
You begged people not to cancel us.
I feel like it's gonna have a reverse effect. I know. People being like, wait, why?
Why?
Is that
why? Thing? No, yeah. Yeah. I did say about sexual harassment today. You don't remember this? I did.
But you're always like, don't cancel me. I am the one who's the most likely to get canceled.
I guess if I do get canceled, whatever. Really funny. What is canceling? I think that's actually a better question. I love
let's
you,
get
canceled.
Into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it at the end of this podcast, the last 30 seconds. Love you, Josette. Looking right at the camera. Is that camera me? I don't know. Yeah, what is me?
Am I the camera?
Am I everything? Or am I nothing? Thank you for listening to Get
Am I the only person that's real?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll see on the next episode whether or not I'm the only person that's real and everyone else is fake. Part of my imagination.
This is called the psychotic
episode. I certainly
episode.
Hope not, but
where we find
there's
out.
Always a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Uh-oh. What is real? I mean,
uh-oh.
Why not?
I can't,
you know
I
what
look
I did?
At these pictures.
I did have yeah. when I almost passed out the other day, I did have a moment of depersonalization.
Where you're like, I'm not real and no one else is
well,
either.
Well, it wasn't necessarily that. I was leaving my body.
That fucking
know?
Sucks.
So,
I've done that. Yeah. I hate that. I hate Anyways. That experience.
Thank you guys.
But
See
we
you
love
next
all
year.
Of our other experiences. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Gayotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gayotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
The show is mixed and mastered by Sam Mutin.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gayotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.